Hello, friends. Welcome to another episode of the Automated Entrepreneur Podcast, where we seek to bring out the entrepreneur in you and help you create a lifestyle by design. Today, you are responsible. The obsessed relish the fact that they, and only they, are responsible for their ultimate success. You, and only you, can settle for less. Make less calls, text less, email less, meet and greet less, read less, listen less, learn less, do less, receive less. At the end of the week, those around you may sympathize with you, but don't think for a moment that they respect you. Your competitors certainly won't fear you. Being obsessed is the only way to conjure enough success today to ever send ripples forward that begin to shape the world around you. So many Canadians are living in a daily emotional turmoil. They know that they are living and operating below their true potential. They have forfeited their dreams in exchange for more couch time, Netflix and chill. Like lambs among the lions, they're easy to spot. They are the ones living paycheck to paycheck. Their clothes don't reveal them. Their cars don't deceive them. It's the look in their eyes that's the dead giveaway. Cold, dark, lifeless, blank stares. There is no spark. The great creator within has fallen asleep. But hear this. There has never been a better time to awaken the giant within. It's never been easier to conjure and grasp your most coveted desires. It's okay to want a better life. There are thousands of books on the subject of success, and yet few offer a simple roadmap that, when implemented, delivers a wallop. True success puts you in the admiral's chair, in full command of the six disciplines of mastery: adventure, spirituality, physicality, intellectual prowess. That would include heightened financial IQ and entrepreneurial aptitude. Relational and emotional precision. Success is the attainment of your highest potential. Your potential expands and reveals itself over time as you discover more of what you're capable of. Most of us vastly underestimate the impact we can ignite. And sometimes people will respond by claiming that it's fine for somebody else, but they are quite content with how things are. With the same old, same old. I call BS. Those who try to convince you to be satisfied are either very confused or extremely dangerous. Either way, they are just plain selfish. If you've gotten to the point where you are living the dream, it's time to create new dreams. Or help your neighbor live his. This life isn't about you. The truth is, it never was. That's just a shard of the grand illusion. In this life, you get one shot to be the difference maker, to make a splash and propel as many ripples of change as possible. Those who can, must. Those who won't, will sow the seeds of their doom. Let's take a pulse check. Have you ever wanted to be able to sleep in as long as you wanted? Have breakfast made and waiting for you? Wander over to your home office to work the hours you choose? With the customers you select? Educating them, empowering them, transforming their lives with every call? Have you ever dreamed of doing something that would make the world around you stand up and take notice? Have you ever considered what it would be like to become a household name? Have you ever coveted praise and respect from your parents, your siblings, your friends and lovers? Do you realize you're just one decision away from having it all? You deserve to enjoy massive success so abundant it cannot be disrupted, taken away, or diminished in any way. Ever notice how those living mediocre lives try to talk you out of your dreams? That's because they have to justify their poor decisions every day. It takes courage to be rich. Backbone, to demand more. Which is why achievers share their success. They encourage you to do more, become more. Stop trying to figure out how and determine who will get you there. When you commit to this kind of obsession, when you refuse to settle, to make lame excuses beneath your potential, that is when your new life will begin. How sweet it will be. All you have to do is accept this simple notion. You are responsible.